With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that celebrates the rich repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of wonderful listening. Thanks for joining me. Today's edition of With Heart and Voice focuses on Mary, Mother of Jesus, who figures prominently in the emerging Advent and Christmas stories. She's been immortalized in countless carols and anthems across the centuries, and we'll enjoy some of them in lovely music by Andrew Carter, Benjamin Britten, Patrick Hadley, and many others. We'll begin with organ music for the Advent season, a three-movement partita on the Advent chorale Wacht auf, Sleeper's Wake, by 20th-century German composer Hugo Distler. It opens with a flourish in a toccata, followed by a bassinium in two-voice texture, and concludes with a fugue. John Bernthal plays the organ in the chapel of Valparaiso University.
Thank you.
Organist John Bernthal played the Partita on Wacht auf by Hugo Distler. He performed on the Schlicker organ, refurbished by the Dobson firm, at Valparaiso University. You are listening to With Heart and Voice. We turn now to music that recounts the startling and life-changing visit of the angel Gabriel to Mary. Edgar Petman's wonderful 1892 arrangement of the Basque folk carol, Gabriel's Message, is sung by the Tudor Choir, led by Doug Fullington. Gabriel's Message, as arranged by Edgar Petman, was sung by the Tudor Choir. Doug Fullington conducted. The Basque carol we just heard was based on an earlier 14th century text and tune known as Angelus ad Virginem. In our own time, composer Andrew Carter has provided a lovely setting of this earlier text and tune. Accompanied by organist John Scott, we'll hear the Choir of London sing, directed by the composer.
Oh.
Andrew Carter's arrangement of Angelus Ad Virginem was performed by the Choir of London, accompanied by John Scott, and conducted by Andrew Carter. One of Mr. Carter's best-known carols is an original piece, Mary's Magnificat, which incorporates words from the Magnificat, which was Mary's response to the angel's announcement that she would bear the Son of God. Andrew Carter added his own text to personalize the words even more to Mary's response, and even leading to the birth of her son. Carter tells an interesting story about attending the first performance of this carol, which was written for Roy Massey and the choir of Hereford Cathedral. He says, "The promised tickets for the carol service had never arrived, so I joined a long queue at the north porch to explain myself. Roy Massey has invited me, but the tickets..." I was cut off by the steward, who retorted, "We've heard that tale before. Tickets only." I tried again, "But I've actually written one of the carols for this service," and again cut off by the steward, who shot back, "We've heard that one before as well." Andrew Carter leads the Choir of London in Mary's Magnificat. Solo soprano is Ellen Manahan Thomas. Mary's Magnificat by Andrew Carter was performed by the Choir of London with the composer conducting. I should add that Mr. Carter did eventually get in to hear his carol. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. An anonymous medieval text alternating between English and Latin serves as the basis for Benjamin Britten's lovely carol, A Hymn to the Virgin. Written when he was only 17 and attending Gresham's School, Holt, he set it for two groups of voices who trade off the English and Latin words. The larger ensemble sings the English text, with a semi-chorus answering with the Latin as an antiphonal effect. We'll hear the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge, directed by Christopher Robinson. Christopher Robinson led the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge, in A Hymn to the Virgin by Benjamin Britten. Herbert Howell's carol anthem, A Spotless Rose, seems to be an almost perfect fusion of words and music, paraphrasing, in a sense, the words of Lo, How a Rose Are Blooming, in a translation by Catherine Winkworth. It's one of three carol anthems that Howells wrote between 1918 and 1920, and is one that he dedicated to his mother. In a conversation with Christopher Palmer, Howells offered that it always moved him to hear it sung as if it were written by someone else. We'll hear the choir of King's College, Cambridge sing from a 1961 recording led by David Wilcox.
Spare us, Lord.
A Spotless Rose by Herbert Howells was performed by the choir of King's College, Cambridge. David Wilcox directed. Another medieval text provides the framework for a modern setting in Philip Stopford's anthem, There Is No Rose. It was composed in 2015 for the chamber choir of the Monckton School in Bath, Somerset. It incorporates an anonymous 15th century Macaronic text, meaning that the words alternate between English and Latin. This was a common practice in medieval carols. The Truro Cathedral Choir sings There Is No Rose, led by Christopher Gray. The Truro Cathedral Choir sang There Is No Rose, a contemporary setting by Philip Stopford of a 15th century text. Christopher Gray conducted. You are listening to With Heart and Voice. The Magnificat, Mary's response to the angel's visit, has become an integral part of choral evensong, serving as a choral response to the reading of Hebrew scripture. It's usually paired with a setting of the Nunc Dimittis, which follows the epistle or gospel reading. We'll listen to a wonderful setting of these two canticles by Buffalo, New York composer Roland Martin. He wrote this set for the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, Buffalo. We'll listen to Dale Ottoman lead the choir of the Cathedral of St. Philip in Atlanta. The Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis in D, composed for St. Paul's Cathedral, Buffalo, by Roland Martin. Dale Ottoman led the choir of the Cathedral of St. Philip in Atlanta. David Fishburne played the organ. Composer Patrick Hadley paid homage to Mary in his lovely and somewhat haunting motet, I Sing of a Maiden, which takes on the character of a lullaby. The Girls' Choir of South Westminster sings, led by Simon Hogan. I Sing of a Maiden by Patrick Hadley was dedicated to his mother. We heard the Girls' Choir of South Westminster sing, Simon Hogan directed. One of the most beautiful settings of Ave Maria from the last century is one written by Bavarian composer Franz Biebel in 1964. Originally written for male choir, we'll hear it in a subsequent version for 8-part mixed voices, with soloists singing the chant verses which precede each refrain. The Orpheus Chamber Singers perform, directed by Donald Crable.
Thank you.
Donald Krapel led the Orpheus Chamber Singers in the gorgeous Ave Maria by Franz Biebel. Soloists were Nicholas Garza and David Grogan. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music honoring Mary, Mother of Jesus, for this third week of Advent. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be meaningful and inspiring. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio of this and past programs on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter. Follow at @WHeartAndVoice for previews, pictures, and updates. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.